If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
How's your money doing? Let's ask Paul Nolte, Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Silvestre. The only other question is, what will the Fed do next after digesting the jobs data? Paul, what do you think?
Oh, I think it's a baked in 25 basis point cut. And later on today, we get news of the revisions of the jobs growth, new jobs that we've seen over the last year plus. And that could see a decline of up to 700,000 jobs. So the Fed is leaning on the jobs market as a way to decide what to do. 25 basis points is pretty well baked in. The question is going to be, is inflation part of their metric this time around or not? And inflation still running at about a 3% level, well above their 2% target.
What about interest rates, the rate cut perhaps turning the jobs market around?
Well, the question is, if they cut rates 25 basis points, even if they cut it by 50 basis points, does that encourage businesses to hire? And I'm not so sure that that connection is necessarily that strong. What we are seeing is a consumer that's still willing to spend. We haven't really seen much in the way of a pullback in spending. When you look at the wage growth component, wage growth is still running above the rate of inflation, so that is good for workers. So the economy is still doing okay. So I'm not sure that a 25 basis point cut is going to turn the job market around. It's going to require continued overall economic growth, and I think to a certain extent tariffs have created a lot of question in businesses' minds about what to do next.
How much will the inflation data coming out this week affect the Fed's decision?
Well, if you listen to Powell in Jackson Hole, not a lot, because the focus is really on jobs. I think if we get a surprise to the upside, meaning something above 3%, 3.5% or more, I think you could see a negative reaction and maybe a reason for the Fed to pause and maybe not cut rates. But if it comes in around expectations, I think it'll be a foregone conclusion that they'll cut by 25 basis points. The question is, again, as we saw last year, Fed cut rates. What happened to interest rates? They actually went up because the concerns were that it would continue to fuel inflation. We may see that again this time around.
Impact of immigration or the lack of immigration affecting anything?
You know, I think it's still way too early to determine that, but there is some evidence at least that the closing of the borders and with immigration essentially zero now for the last few months, maybe we don't need non-farm payrolls to grow by 125,000, 150,000 to maintain the unemployment rate steady. Maybe we only need 40 or 50,000. Now, we're running a little bit below that, and that's part of the reason why the unemployment rate has ticked up a little bit. But we're not missing by as much if immigration or lack of the immigration means that we don't need to create as many jobs. So 4.2, 4.3 unemployment rate, still historically very low.
As you point out in your newsletter, September is usually not a great month for the stock market, but if the Fed lowers the rate, that could drive the numbers up a little bit, couldn't it?
It could, and we're sitting pretty much unchanged right now for the month of September. So far, September is actually going against trend. And two, once we do get past middle part of October, you actually start to see the best part of the calendar, November through May. It tends to be the best part of the calendar. So we got about 6 weeks of tough sledding here for the market. And again, inflation, jobs, and even if the Fed does cut rates, there's still a lot of unknowns that are going on in the marketplace. Tariffs only add to that. So it's not a foregone conclusion that a 25 or even a 50 basis point cut means that we're going to be able to juice the market going forward.
Buy low, sell high. Still a good mantra, right?
It's number one on my list.
Good luck. Paul Nolte, Murphy and Sylvest. Have a good one. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.